42nd Street Aliens. The next day marks the 1st of June, and it continues to be unseasonably warm. Hotter than a hot point in hell, remarks Ray, whose plaid sports shirt is half tucked into his khaki Bermuda shorts. His summer wardrobe is highlighted by a pair of calf-high black army boots that he proudly claims were issued to him in World War II. I ask if he knew my father during the war.
Didn't know your old man till after the war, he answers.
And I tell him that my father was in a near-fatal jeep accident chasing some Japs on icy islands off Alaska.
Damn, Japs in Alaska? Didn't know they made it up that far, remarks Ray, shaking his head.
That's how he hurt his back, I continue. He got an honorable discharge, too. Keeps it in his wallet.
Well, that's something, says Ray, appearing suitably impressed.
Our plans for the day include a trip to an air-conditioned theater to see a movie of my choice. Ray is taking another day off for mental health reasons, he says with a wink and a smile. My teenage antagonists are not invited. Also, to my great relief, is the absence of Mrs. Scanlon in the morning. The door to her room is tightly closed against the activities of the living world. Before noon, we are off to the subway. Ray is not bothering with his car because he says it is impossible to park it in the theater district. My father is nowhere in sight, and when I ask Ray about his whereabouts, he says my old man is on latrine duty in apartment 257. Seeing that I do not understand, he adds that getting piss and poop stains out of porcelain is a challenging job. I get the picture and figure that this will probably put my father in the right frame of mind to want to set the wheels in motion for our getaway tomorrow. This thought heightens my spirits nearly to the boiling point. Finally, the highway and the mystical Rocky Mountains and painted desert it leads to. These are places I have studied back home on my Rand McNally roadmap of the United States for the last several months in intense anticipation of this journey. In the subway bound for 42nd Street, an old man wrapped in a torn and filthy overcoat and wearing newspapers for shoes is sprawled out on the seat next to us.